Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to today's issues on the American Family Radio Network. Hey, real quickly, we have the dates set for our 2020 Spiritual Heritage Tours, which fill up months in advance. But we've set the dates for June and September. We have two tours in June and two tours in September. Now, the first one is Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown. So you get early American history there. And then we have a Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon tour. And we put those back-to-back because a lot of people want to do both if you're traveling from across the country, obviously. And you want to see all those sites, why not do them in 1 week? So, now these tours fill up, as I say, months in advance, and they're very popular. And my wife and I, Allison, we go and we serve as hosts. So we'd love to spend time with you and your family, seeing our history. If you'd like to do that with us next year, all you need to do is go to this website, spiritualheritagetours.com. Just go to that website, and all the information is already posted for next year. SpiritualHeritageTours.com. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano, and Steve Jordahl is in with us now. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, sirs, and good afternoon.
What do you got?
Just a little something breaking today. The second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, this is the one that covers New York, has ruled that President Trump must turn over his tax returns to a grand jury in New York.
For what purpose?
Well, so that they can investigate. Well, you want to know the truth or what they're saying?
No. First of all, tell me what they're saying and then tell me the truth.
Well, they're looking into business dealings. The Southern District of New York has been kind of hassling the president, trying to attack from a state perspective the things that the federal government is attacking from a federal perspective. Since President Trump has property and does business in New York, they're investigating his business dealings for anything improper. It's a fishing expedition like the federal government. But what this does is if they find something that's guilty, you know, there's always been this question of can the president pardon himself and this kind of a thing. He's not able to speak into a state ruling.
Okay. And you've somewhat answered this, but when you have a grand jury, when a federal court or state judge says that a private citizen, that is Donald Trump, now keep in mind I'm talking prior to him being president of the United States, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many years of his tax returns has he got to turn over?
I'm not reading what they're asking for. I think it was 8 years, something like that.
You know, this is just again,
8 years. Yeah.
Unless he's been charged with a I guess you wouldn't be charged unless they think there's good reason to believe that he's been involved in criminal activity, like the mob or
right.
I don't know what. Then why would a private citizen be subjected to turning 8 years? I don't even think the IRS requires you to keep them for 8 years, huh?
Well, I think if you're a business, you have to keep 10 years.
Okay, maybe I'm thinking private.
Yeah,
they say that you don't have to keep 6 years or something like that. I don't know. My wife handles that, but but you know what I'm saying? It just seems like to me. Now to your real reason. This is just harassment of Donald Trump because he's the president that the liberals want to get rid of. So how do we – it's death by a thousand cuts, as I've said before. This is just another way to cut him, right?
And this is a question we probably want to ask Abe next time he's in, but don't you have to have probable cause or something to even convene a grand jury?
Yes, there's got to be in other words, you can't just say
of some sort.
We want 8 years' worth of your tax records – so we can find something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you can't. I don't think you can do that.
Now, so they must have had some pretext to convene the grand jury in the first place.
You don't know what
place.
That is.
If I recall, and this is off the top of my head, so don't hold me to this, but I think they piggybacked on the Mueller thing to see if anything in New York and his business dealings in New York had Russia ties, and that's where they started. But then again, like the Mueller investigation, it can go wherever they want it to
go. Let me just tell you this, though, and we have seen this, especially with people connected to the Trump administration, you know, Paul Manafort, which I think he had actually done some things wrong, but General Flynn.
Unrelated totally to Russia.
Right.
His personal income taxes or something.
Yes. So you have so much power concentrated in state and especially in the federal government that they can essentially do whatever they want. They will find, with the thousands of laws that have been passed, they can find something and bury you. Okay, so like General Michael Flynn, he had to sell, you know, his home and all these to try to raise money to defend himself. Then he has to plead guilty to some things because you cannot outlast the federal government.
You can't.
And New York is like it's a state as unto the federal government.
It has its
In
own
other
deep
words,
state.
It's got its bureaucracy.
Right.
It's tons of laws passed by a liberal legislature. So you do not win. You know the old expression, you can't fight City Hall?
Right.
Well,
for a reason.
Times 100 when you're dealing with the federal government. So,
to your question, Tim, Vance is seeking these 8 years to evaluate the Trump Organization's roles in the payouts to porn star Stormy Daniels and ex-Playboy model Karen McDougal, as well as the reimbursements made to Trump's former longtime attorney Michael Cohen, who is now serving 3-year federal prison sentences. And they are going to be given to a grand jury, which ostensibly means they will be secret. But then again, the way that things against
again,
Trump
leak. I know I don't understand all the law here, but what does the federal government care whether –
Well, this is a state investigation.
I thought he said it was a federal
court. It's a federal court.
It's a state. It's the state of New York. Oh,
okay. The federal court said that the Trump Mr. Trump and his lawyers have to do what the state –
Yes,
that's correct.
Said, right
now,
okay.
It's going to be appealed to the Supreme Court,
and Sekulow has said as much. Yep.
But again, I mean, I don't obviously approve of a man cheating on his wife and paying off. I mean, that's just terrible.
Porn stars,
yeah, or anybody,
anything to do with those, yeah.
Anybody, prostitutes of any kind. By prostitute, I mean you pay them for services.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, but that being said. What business is that of the state government of New York, whether or not Donald Trump wants to pay women to keep their mouths shut?
If it's campaign money, okay, there may be some question.
Okay,
so that's what I'm saying. Yeah, a million laws. There was a communist apparatchik under I don't know if it was under Stalin anyway one of the Soviet dictators, I think his last name was Beria, B-E-R-E-A, and he said, you find me the guy you want done in, I'll find you the crime.
Okay.
That you're dealing
This is what with, they're doing here.
This is what they're doing.
Yeah. It's kind of like the Mueller, the Mueller.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it almost doesn't matter if you find anything at the end.
You
have, like you said, it's death by 1,000 cuts.
Yeah,
it's all part of the resistance.
Yeah, and of course, please don't misunderstand me. I mean, this is something that I don't in any way approve of.
Correct.
What Mr. Trump, then Donald Trump, TV star, did 10 years ago or so. But at the same time, I'm just going, what does this have to do with anything? You know, if that's what they're ostensibly investigating is a payoff to a couple of women for... You know, just what do you call those non-disclosure forms?
In other words,
people do this all the time in America every day. They say, "Okay, I'm going to pay you some money, but in return, you got to keep your mouth shut."
Right?
Huh?
And especially when Stormy Daniels didn't she come out with her allegation or whatever like in October before the 2016 election? It was right before the election,
yeah.
And so President Trump goes, I mean, candidate Trump says, I don't want to have to deal with this.
Right.
I'll pay you how much you want. That's what you're here for.
Right. And so they, again, these are These are from things that happened 10 years ago.
Right.
Or longer. I don't know. All right. You're listening to today's issue. Next story, Steve.
Or I could be Fred if you want.
do you identify as Fred?
I sometimes identify as Fred when I want to make decisions that I have no authority to make in the newsroom. Don't tell anybody.
Yeah, we won't. No one will ever know, Steve.
I heard you talking about Kanye West.
Yes.
Yeah, we're big fans.
I know everybody's a big fan nowadays, even though nobody that I've talked to has really listened to the album. That album that he released called Jesus is King, it has debuted at number one on the Billboard 200 chart.
Is that a secular chart?
It is a secular chart.
Does Christian music usually appear on the Billboard?
They have a Billboard does have a category for Christian music, but this is not that category.
Yeah, wow.
This is number one on the Billboard 200. So
this
it's
is the Kanye power driving that to number one.
It is. It's his name. Yeah. And I'm sure some of the publicity over what he's done. So I'm sure that there's many in the Christian community who say, I've heard he's got a gospel album.
Yeah.
I've heard it's clean. I've heard it is theologically sound, and I'm going to listen to it for myself. And so he has done that. The other thing that came to light, he is he's been having these services called Sunday Service that he started back in January, back before he made this public profession. He was exploring this stuff. And what he does is he announces a time and a place, and it's usually in a auditorium, a large, like a basketball auditorium that can hold tens of thousands of people. Or in this case, thousands came in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And they have a pastor there. Kanye doesn't preach, but there is a pastor that preaches. And after Kanye gave his testimony, sang a little bit, this pastor preached, they had an altar call, or at least raised your hand if you'd like to make a decision for Jesus. Over 1,000 people raised their hands to accept Christ as their Savior at Kanye's Sunday service.
1,000 people?
Over 1,000, or more than 1,000, according to the press reports. A crowd of 6,000 people. So this is according to Kirvine Brewington, who is a pastor at Crossroads Church in Lafayette, Louisiana, who attended the event, who was not the one who preached. But he said, tonight worship was lifted, the name of Christ was exalted, the word of God was preached, a multitude prayed together, the gospel was clearly proclaimed, and an opportunity to respond was given. In a crowd of 6,000 people from all walks of life, all ages and all races, I witnessed over 1,000 people respond to the gospel by raising their hands to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
How old is Kanye West? Do you know?
He's in his 40s, I believe. Okay. I will look that up for you.
Well, listen, I am in favor of the gospel being preached. God's word does not return back void. But like Tim last week, I'm holding off making it, not that it matters, my opinion doesn't matter, but to anyone else, my opinion is my own. So I want to see this unfold some more.
Yeah.
It seems like from a distance that Kanye West is sincere about his beliefs and about his proclaimed love for Jesus. I love seeing the gospel preached and proclaimed in any kind of setting. Jesus said those who are not against us are for us.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to speak against this in case God is in it, you know. But I want to wait and see. I hope that Kanye West has some good, solid, biblical leaders around him who can make sure that he grows and his roots go down deep as a disciple. I don't want to see him go off the rails, because he's still, if he's a Christian, he's very young in the Lord, and this is a tough spot to be. We said this last week. So,
Producer Brent Crayley says he's 42.
42.
Yeah.
All right.
Some people I trust, including Miki Addison and Will and others at this ministry and other people that I know that have kind of seen the circle that he runs around in now, say that this seems to be very genuine. We really can't tell with anybody, but he doesn't seem, it isn't making him friends within the industry. Right. It isn't making him more money. He says he's never going to perform his old songs again, the hits that he did.
Really?
I mean, that yeah. So he's done with that music.
Well, Abe said they all had a lot of his music was very vulgar.
A lot was profane, vulgar, sexist.
So if you've had a genuine conversion to Christ, then you wouldn't want to sing those songs anymore.
Right. Yeah.
Right, because you're a new creation.
Right.
Now some singers or some, you know, they I don't have a problem when somebody becomes a Christian if they were a pop singer or a country singer, if they want to continue to sing their songs that made them famous, as long as they don't glorify things that are anti-biblical.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Otherwise but you can't sing songs that are demeaning to women or have a lot of ugly words, profanity in it.
A graphic situation.
So this may indicate, again, I'm Ed and I are talking here, since we don't know Kanye West personally.
Right.
But you can only see and hear what you from the news media and from his own words that it sounds like he's at a genuine conversion.
Yeah.
Everything he's saying so far sounds like that.
Right.
You know, I'm not the man I used to be, so I'm not going to sing these songs that I used to sing, even though they made him famous and they made him a lot of money. He's decided to follow Christ.
Well, and Christians ought to care about Kanye West's soul, just like we would care about any poor person's soul. We shouldn't, in other words, you're not supposed to show favoritism. You don't show favoritism to a Kanye West, but you don't want to be dismissive of Kanye West if he is wanting to live for Jesus. So I would just ask our listeners just to pray for him like they would pray for anyone else who they heard about in their own little town.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I just, sometimes I wonder, with a celebrity, we tend to want to know, we tend to want to make a judgment on whether they're really a Christian or not. And right now we say he really is. And if he said something stupid or fell away, then he really wasn't. And I don't know how we can say that at this point. We just watch and we pray and we hope. I know it was Paul that said, regardless of their motives, that the Jesus is being preached.
Yeah.
And, this could be that. But I tend to be optimistic, so I think it's real. That's just my personality.
Now, I got to tell you, in terms of his personal growth going forward, I would like to see him do a Bible study on the book of Daniel.
Okay, I think that's coming next year.
In the next 6 months to a year, I would like to see that come out. Don't you think?
Well, it's something every baby Christian should be able to do within a couple months.
Right. Yeah, you're okay. Tongue-in-cheek about how Christians always want to throw these baby Christians, throw them out there on a stage and say, hey, go ahead, and we want to hear what you have to say about the book of Revelation. And they're going, I just memorized John 3:16. Right. Yeah, but you're famous. Go ahead.
Famous. Yeah, right?
Oh, man. All right, you're listening to today's issue, Next Story.
You know, a poll just came out. This is a poll from Harvard, Harris, and it finds that Hillary Clinton is right on the heels of Joe Biden in a hypothetical matchup.
With Biden or with
Joe
Trump?
Biden. Joe Biden received 19% of Democrat respondents. Clinton was at 18. Warren was third at 13. Kerry was at 8.
Let me say something, my friend.
So
Warren is scaring the...
She's scaring the Democrats into Biden.
I was looking for the word. Scaring the daylights out of Democrats.
Sure.
The donor base is what they said here. I was reading a story about this. Because Warren wants to confiscate all this money from people.
Right.
Your pagan billionaires and millionaires are freaking out. Not only the people in the healthcare industry who go, we like our jobs.
Yeah.
Our family likes to be fed. We don't want Medicare for all and $20 trillion of whatever to end private
$52 trillion.
Good night. We're 22 or something trillion dollars in debt. Okay, I can't. That money you just mentioned, 50, that's what they're saying her health care plan would cost?
Yes, but it's just under $52 trillion.
That's true. It's so. Less than.
Okay, but I was just reading a story here on the Fox News website, and they said the conventional wisdom on Warren and her autumn stall, they say she's stalling right now in the polls, is that her class warfare liberalism is too scary for a Democratic Party chiefly interested in finding the most electable candidate to beat President Trump. As Obama, Karzar, I didn't know he had one of those. Is this Cash for Clunkers guy?
I guess.
Okay. Would you like to be?
I know he had a Karzar.
Do you put that on your resume when you go out looking for a job?
I'm a Russian Karzar. I'm a Karzar.
I was Obama's Karzar. Anyway, Stephen Ratner. Stephen said in the New York Times about the Democrat donor class.
Yeah.
Quote, everyone is nervous, end quote. Because Warren, quote, would fundamentally change our free enterprise system, end of quote. This is a liberal.
So would Bernie Sanders, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is a liberal Democrat saying, I'm nervous about Elizabeth Warren changing America's free enterprise system.
Yeah, because the actual Democrats of yesteryear right. believe in the free enterprise system.
Yes, they
system.
Do. They like money.
Then they may like a big government on top of that, but they don't want socialism. Let alone communism.
So do you think Hillary, I mean, the question out there has been, will Hillary jump back in? And she has kind of said no, but I want to play you something. She's been on the traveling circuit. You know how she's
the
getting-
traveling circus?
Yes, where she goes to all the nighttime talk shows and everything. You remember how the rumor was that all these deaths that surrounded the Clinton machine, you know, that people die if they oppose her. She was on with Trevor Noah, who was a talk show host, and I want you to hear what this was, cut six.
Hillary, I have to ask you a question that has been plaguing me for a while. How did you kill Jeffrey Epstein? Because you're not in power, but you have all the power. I really need to understand how you do what you do. Because you seem to be behind everything nefarious, and yet you do not use it to become president. What is the game plan?
Well, Trevor.
But honestly, though, what does it feel like being the boogeyman of the right?
Well, it's a constant surprise to me.
There you go.
That's I will say this. That's a tough spot to be put. That was pretty funny.
I'm surprised he used that.
Pretty
I mean,
funny
using
bit.
Somebody's death to get laughs.
Well, but it's a pedophile.
It's Jeffrey Epstein.
It's
the
a pedophile.
That's right.
Now, nobody's going to correct him for
well,
making
know.
Fun of
I
that.
I guess. Well, listen. You could go down a list of names of people that have been associated with the Clintons who aren't alive.
That's right.
Yeah.
Anymore, and I'm just. Who knows how they died, but it's very...
Well, usually they die. They shoot themselves 16 times and commit suicide.
But, okay, but twice in the head.
Yeah. I guess what I'm saying is if she was tipped off on this, I'm surprised she agreed to it. To making fun
I don't
of,
think she was tipped off because this seemed to kind of ambush. She didn't have any clever rejoinder.
She was stuttering and stammering right there.
She knew Trevor Noah to be sympathetic, though, so I think his point was...
She trusted his line of...
Right.
Because he was mocking it.
Right.
He was mocking
Yeah, he was
the
mocking
idea.
It, but still... Anyway. Still to bring up that thought in the minds of people, I think, in a humorous way, is kind of risky to me on her part to be a part of that. But maybe she didn't know in advance. So there you go. Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.
And Ed, appreciate it.
I'm happy to do it.
Brent Creeley ran the control board for us today. We thank you for listening to AFR and have a good afternoon. And we'll see you back here tomorrow.